This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another opportunity for us to talk with you. The Yak At You department is open. It's very interesting, Jay. Some people listen to this program. The average time spent listening, according to the directives from the various outfits that say they measure. I get a kick out of all that. They're very important. We have to tell how many people listen by the second. So the average time, I think, about 48 minutes of this program. So,
nice. Here you are.
You got 48 minutes of us. You can listen for an hour. You can listen for two, three, four, five, six. Hey, help yourself. We're here. Growth is a goal. We always are interested in having more people listen and enjoy and learn a little tidbit. I guarantee you that you will find out something on this program every day. And I don't say this, hopefully, to sound egotistical, but because I'm curious myself, I guarantee that you will not hear the story about the trains and the water and why there are problems on the railroads the way we explained it. Right? Do you think that's a safe guarantee? Nobody else is going to talk about that today.
Probably not, no.
Okay. A little hesitation in the guarantee there, kid.
Well, I was genuinely thinking about it. Would anybody, other than just some of the facts that it's happening, but not so much looking into the why it's happening, the critical thinking part of it, I don't
cause and effect.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Cause and effect. So, we have cause, we have effect. We have things that mattered, people of the day, all kinds of things that are hugging close to our mental capacity. All right, let's talk about inflation. Let's talk about the economy. Let's talk about living. Let's talk about life, if you will. The fact that inflation is going down, I guess this could be considered another good news story in a sense. Inflation is coming down from its high, but there's always a but. It's not going down fast enough or hasn't gone down far enough to be a problem. It is a problem. As you saw earlier this week, some of the stats from the government, hiring has slowed down and people are not buying houses. There was a thing yesterday in one of the national papers about the fact that where it had been for 3-4 years, a bonanza for people who were building houses on the seacoast and in resorts and people buying second homes and that stuff, that has slowed down to a crawl. And if you're trying to sell something, let's say, along the beach down the Cape or you're down in Florida or along the Gulf Coast or wherever you may be in the West Coast, chances of selling it for what you're asking are really low. There are buyers, and most of them are cash buyers because it's too expensive to borrow the money.
Yeah, but, or you have the companies who will just turn it into property rentals.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of that going on. Okay, so anyway, the last 2 years, as you look at the climb rate for interest and stuff, it was actually at 9% last year. I think it was late last year, the peak of whatever, you know, however they look at all of these numbers and, you know, all that stuff that you see that most people don't understand. What you understand is what you can't buy at the grocery store for the same amount of money you bought the same stuff at the grocery store for last year. That's what you understand, right? So, the indicators suggest that the cost of food is going to stabilize, but it's going to be a lot higher. Cost of energy, which you're paying for gas and oil and that sort of thing. Never mind what those stooges in Saudi Arabia have done to the production of oil and how that's affected what you pay at the pump. In many places, the price of gas is 30 cents higher in the last 10 days than it was the previous 10 days because the Saudis decided we're going to cut back our petroleum production by a million gallons a day. Okay, I mean a million barrels a day. So what does that do? What it does is show you once again, and I don't mean this to be an argument for Biden and his foolishness with electric cars, but it is a source of consternation that we are not as energy dependent as we were when Obama was president, frankly. That was when we were the most, in my recollection, we were the most energy independent when Obama was president, and we had, and when Clinton was president too. It's interesting how the Democrats are good at this, it would seem. The Republicans have all their pals in Saudi Arabia. The Bushes loved the Saudis. Oh my God, yes! Let's hug them. Let's kiss them. One of the things that, I don't know whether people know this or not, when George Bush, I liked George Bush the father. I voted for him the first time. But he and his energy secretary, a guy named Frank Carlucci, started a fund that became extraordinarily, it was, you know, it was active, and they made a lot of money buying up oil. I'm not sure what the how the thing worked with the Saudis, but I know it was a Saudi deal. I'm trying to remember the name of the company. Somebody will probably send it to me that they founded, and they all made lots of dough. So anyway, that's the oil, and that's that side of it. But if you take food and energy costs out of where we are inflation-wise right now, it's at 5.5%. So we were at 9% last summer. It's down to 5.5% now. Still not where you want it to be, but it's going down. And so the price of mortgages and that sort of stuff will go down slowly, and then everything else will come back slowly. With the inflation numbers, the Fed sort of is saying, well, we've done what we need to do. The moves have worked. Excuse me. We've tamed inflation. Is there more action needed to get things down? They're going to have a hard sell with that one, I think.
Probably.
Excuse me for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Whilst they get rid of the last vestiges of all of the things that are plaguing us because of how dry it is and how windy it is and how we're into springtime. Woo! So you want to know what the most expensive category, I know this myself because I've experienced it, and maybe that's the clue here. What's the most expensive thing you can buy right now in comparison to where the prices were last year at this time? Want to take a guess?
I want to say eggs, but I feel like we've moved on from that.
Yes, we have moved on from that. We've moved on from groceries and that sort of thing. We're now into, I suppose this would be considered a commodity. The average airfare is up 17% from last year at this time.
Good
I can tell
grief.
You that. Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Look at that. And the planes are still all full. I can't get on a plane going from Boston to Los Angeles without being full. And they, well, it's interesting how they change the schedules around a little bit so that they fly fewer flights, especially in the wintertime. Normally, for example, American runs 4 flights a day between Boston and Los Angeles. In January, it was 1 flight. In February, it was 2. In March, it was 3. And now it's back up to 4.
So next month, 5?
It depends on the traffic.
So 4.
Maybe.
Can we
take
a moment for a public service announcement, though? Anyone who is flying, please stow your carry-on luggage near your seat. Have you experienced this stuff
where
people are getting on
the
plane?
They're
getting on the plane and they put their luggage like as soon as
they
get on,
and
then they travel all the way back, and then people who are sitting in those seats, they can't put their luggage there because
so they have to go up to the back of the plane.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, right. You know the least expensive category of changes in prices since last year? I gave you the most expensive transportation, but airfares specifically.
Is it not anything along the lines of vacation, is it?
No,
eating out restaurants?
It's the cost of computers and smart home devices down. It's very interesting. I find that.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it. I'm trying to find another flip phone that I'd like to do. So you're wondering what may be next when it comes to all of this. I'm not a guru and I don't have a crystal ball, but when you look around and you see the approach that's been taken and how there have been, in my mind, you know, it's been, they went a little bit too far, but things do seem to be coming back around. But at what toll? That's kind of the question. You know, how many people have lost their businesses because, you know, they were on the edge anyway after the pandemic. They couldn't borrow any money and pay it back, so they had to close their doors. I think there's a risk, you know, with all of that. But, you know, with the Fed, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. I'm not a big fan of the Feds. I think I understand it well enough to be able to have a cogent conversation with you about what goes on. And, you know, it's easy to take shots at them for sure. But anyway, so one of the things, I think I said this yesterday, and I watched and read a little bit more about it. How arrogant is it for the administration to tell you, and maybe this was the approach, Jay, you can refresh my memory, if I took this approach yesterday. I usually take it whenever I'm discussing it in public or in private, electric cars, mm-hmm. the fact that the fact that we have a mandate to have electric cars, you must, you know, have so many electric cars by 2032. So back again to the amount of electricity that's being, you see, this is causing, and who's looking at this? None of the liberal newspapers are looking into it, or liberal reporters, because they're probably all driving electric cars. Yeah, look at this, I'm saving the planet.
Yeah.
No, you are not. The big electric push for cars is causing a rise in the amount of electricity that has to be produced. So that means that they are more likely, the cars are causing more damage to the environment, if that's the way you want to measure it, than not. It would have been sold a bill of goods like you wouldn't believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a religion.
It's not just one of those of okay, do this and blindly follow. There's so much that comes after. What about the batteries? We're seeing so many issues with the batteries. Look at what happens in California with rolling blackouts. Look at what happened in Florida with flooding. It's not going to work in the long term.
Uh-uh. Well, the Chinese supposedly have new batteries they're trying to sell that, that use sodium instead of that other stuff that is bad for the environment. All right, well, we'll see. We'll watch. We'll talk about it here on Good Day. 18 past the hour.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Spring Fest is here at Lowe's. Don't miss out on the best deals of the season. Refresh your yard with 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. And refresh your home with savings on paint and stain. Right now, buy one, get one 50% off on 1 gallon cans and 5 gallon pails of HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Paint, Stainmaster Paint, and Cabot Exterior Stains. Shop Spring Fest today. Valid through 4/12. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see store at Lowe's.com for details.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Dazzling decal on Daisy's Donuts window. Bold banner at Barry's Barbershop. Prominent poster at Penny's on Park Place.
This is your sign. Well, signs. To try Staples and see the difference. Get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more.
From Staples, and I couldn't miss it.
Ends 4/15. Visit staplesconnect.com/printbig for details.
Now 23 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We go into the news of the world from the social media side of things. And happy birthday to people listening to the program. Matt Mayo is 64 today. Jason Smith is 49. Bonnie Williams, well, you don't tell. It's impolite, right, to tell how old a woman is. So I don't, I'll be very polite, Bonnie, and not tell people how old you are. How about them apples? Is that... Why not tell how old she is?
Why tell men's ages but not the woman's age?
Well, that's a good question. I admitted to it being that's a sexist sort of point of view, right?
I wouldn't straight go sexist. Maybe old school.
Old school!
We'll say old school, yeah.
The Duggar is old school. How about that? All right, a couple of girls have been found safe. Alabama, after traveling 400 miles from their hometown in Florida to meet up with an individual they met online. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. These were 12-year-old girls.
Another one of the dangers of social media.
Unbelievable. So anyway, they found the girls in the bayou. They turned themselves in to the police after seeing themselves in a missing persons report on a gas station television that, you know, they stopped to get gasoline. What do they think? What are their parents?
They were not thinking.
Well, I mean, come on. Where are the parents and all? How do you... They stole a Ford Taurus from their home. Are they that clueless? Are we developing...
At 12 and 14? Probably. Probably. Well, believing everything they see online.
Unbelievable.
They met somebody, wanted to go see this person, took the car, sold their dad's car. Clearly, the parents realized they were gone because they submitted the missing persons report. And these girls didn't think anything of it until they saw, like, oh, wait, people think we're missing. We have to turn ourselves back in.
Duh. All right, here's something that Jay posted on our social media site. It's Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Tell us something good. What or who has made you smile recently? Melody said that silly rock in Lake Ontario in New York that looks like a frog. She said, I'm looking at this. Yeah, it does kind of look like a big frog, doesn't it? Huh? You look at that. You can see that on our, that's posted, right, on our...
Mm-hmm.
Pages. Debbie says, my husband, who's battling bladder and prostate cancer, facing either the best attitude and is fearless, so he's wonderful. So I have a good attitude. I think that's what she's telling
us,
right?
Yeah, that he's her inspiration.
Her husband,
Donna
yeah.
Ray says her 18-year-old granddaughter brings her flowers every week.
Isn't that sweet?
That is sweet.
Yeah, right. Here's Jay, who bought his grandson an archaeology egg for Easter. They wanted one, even this was a 20-year-old egg. Huh? I want to know how many people took my advice and used potatoes instead of eggs. Every time I told that story to people in my family or friends, they all looked at me like I was crazy. I thought that was a fairly good idea.
It is.
Because eggs are so expensive.
I don't know if you saw this. I found these at the store recently, but they are fake eggs. That some of them are just almost like a chalkboard kind of material, and you can use chalk to decorate them. Or they were these cardboard eggs that had white on the outside that you could still color them and dye them just like normal eggs. Way less expensive.
Did I tell you that I went to a friend's house for Easter dinner? And he had a what looked like a big cake, and it looked like it had mounds of frosting on it. So I bit into a piece of it. It was an egg.
Oh.
I ate the shell. Did I tell you that?
No you did
that.
Not.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I ate the shell along with the egg. Well, I swallowed it, but it came a crack because it had been cooked, and it had been decorated with, like, dye and stuff.
How big was this egg?
Well, it was a normal-sized egg, but it looked like frosting on the top of the...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The House Judiciary Committee will hear from victims of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's policies during a hearing in New York next week. This as crime continues to be a problem in the Big Apple. Jennifer Harrison, founder of Victims Rights New York, says Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg should focus more on fighting for crime victims, not wasting his time prosecuting the former president. A federal appeals court has preserved access to an abortion drug for now, but under tighter rules.
Those rules would allow the drug only to be dispensed up to 7 weeks, not 10, and not by mail. The drug, mifepristone, was approved for use by the Food and Drug Administration more than 2 decades ago. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans ruled Wednesday just before midnight, and the case may now be headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Under the appeals court order, the FDA's initial approval of mifepristone in 2000 is allowed to remain in effect for now, pending a potential Supreme Court ruling. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
Moving into the trending department, well, always on the trending side of things. That's the idea, to talk about what's going on that's trending that gets people all worked up, or they're fascinated with whatever our turn is on this day.
The news, the facts, the opinion.
The Good Day download. Every day the good news is that you can listen to as much of this conversation as you want, you have time for, all day, every day, at gooddayshow.com. And then there's the download. The most recent one has a focus on the anti-abortion pills and procedures. We also talk about body shamers and who is it? Who do you think you are making judgments about somebody else's body? The shooting outside the funeral home in D.C., the fire at the recycling plant, the fact that Jennifer Garner isn't allowing her children to be on social media, period. That's a good discussion. Also, the FBI warning you against charging stations. A lot of info on electricity. Jay learned what 110 voltage was and 220 voltage.
Mm-hmm.
And her father sent me a note after the discussion suggesting that people that age and younger don't know anything except flipping the switch.
Yeah,
that's it.
Like, do the prongs fit in the outlet? It's good to go.
That's it. There you go. Yep. Warren Eckstein is on the latest Good Day download as well, talking about the importance of celebrating your pet, deserve, and what happens when your pet retires. I don't know. There are now, I think we found that there were retirement homes for cats, right? Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah, there's like a whole retirement community for cats.
Yeah, right. Okay. GoodDayShow.com. Find the program wherever it's, the download free wherever you get your podcast. Don't forget Dr. Ken and Good Day Health as well. Dr. Ken coming up later on in this half hour with questions for Dr. Ken. The most recent Good Day Health podcast focusing on Ken's expertise, talking about changes in the way prostate cancer is diagnosed, that sort of thing. So help yourself. We're all full of information. I know some of you think we're full of it, but we have, the conversation continues, and that's cool. That's good. All right, so here's a little fatty from North Korea firing ballistic missiles that fly over Japan. And as a result of that, yesterday, the Japanese government issued a brief evacuation order from a part of Japan when they saw the missile was launched, saw the trajectory of the ballistic missile. They ordered an evacuation in the second largest, or on the second largest island in the Japanese chain. How much longer is this going to go on? How much longer are we going to put up with the crap from this little...
Mm-hmm.
I was about to use the S word, but that's, what is there? It's, I don't know, I find this kind of stuff so damned annoying that we dance to the fiddle of this little...
It's super menacing, and it's always kind of in the light of... testing and training exercises. Well, guess what? Russia already used that excuse with Ukraine of, we're just running training exercises right before they tried to invade.
Right. All right, did you see Hillary Swank and her husband welcomed a pair of twins?
Cute.
Hillary Swank is 48 years old. Said she's wanted to be a mom for a long time. She can't believe it's happened. And so... if you think you can't conceive in your 40s, your late 40s, there you go. Another thing coming. My daughter had Miles when she was 41, I think. Yeah, I was 41. And you can do this. I think that's kind of cool. I like her. I've always liked her. You like her?
Yeah, I'm a fan of hers.
Yeah, right. Okay. The Juul Company, J-U-U-L. Is going to have to pay almost $500 million for their role in the youth vaping epidemic. I say good. It's about time.
It really is. It was kind of targeted towards the younger demographic with the flavors and all of that stuff. And then it was also kind of marketed to be healthier than actual cigarettes when they still contain nicotine. And it's like this liquid that you're straight up inhaling, and then it's going in, what did they call it? Popcorn lung or something like that, just invading your lungs and it stays there.
It eats up, it's like a tar on the capillaries of your lung. Your lung exchanges oxygen, and the way it does it is through these little fine hairs that are in your lung. And when you smoke or you do stuff like this, it plugs those capillaries up so that you'll never... be able to, sooner or later. That's what happened to my mother. When my mother died at the age of 50, after having been a chain smoker all of her life, when the doctor brought us out a piece of her lung, it looked like a burnt sponge. And that's what you do to yourself when you're putting these sorts of things in your body. But we feel, you know, when you, if you didn't hear the conversation we had a few minutes ago about the two teenagers who stole a car to go find some guy they met on Instagram or Facebook or something, how clueless is it? Is it a part of being young? I don't remember being that clueless when I was that age. And you can say, oh, Doug, you're very special. What makes you so clueless? This is anybody who uses this stuff has got to be, it isn't stupid or dumb. It's you're clueless about what you're putting into your body. And is that comes from no education.
Well, on the younger side, I think of probably being naive and peer pressure. Yeah. And then also, again, it was marketed as a healthy alternative. So you have people who smoke cigarettes wanting to quit and thinking that this was this was a good way to do that.
I know a fellow who did it, and it stopped. It did help. He was really addicted, and he stopped. He's suffering because he has a few lung issues now. But this stuff, you look at it and you just have to think, what's going on in our educational system? Are the schools teaching health ed? Are they teaching what's going on in your body, how your body works, and what happens when you put these sorts of things in it, or bad food, or anything? I don't think the school systems are doing their job. This should be part of the curriculum from when you're in the third or fourth grade, mm-hmm. when you're old enough to learn how to make choices, right? Don't you think?
Well, and then when you're younger and you look up to people, and if people are doing these things, you think, they're cool, so must be cool. I want to be cool, too.
Yeah. All right, well, here's something I suppose you might consider to be cool to a point. 16-year-old boy from Atlanta jumped into action after seeing a group of younger children in distress at a Florida beach, and he died while saving them, as did a family friend who went into the water to help the teenager as well. Bryce Brooks, his name, on a family trip to Pensacola, he and a group of his friends saw four younger children who didn't know they were being pulled out by the current. So he jumped in. Spring break for teenagers.
Saved their lives.
Yep.
Unfortunately,
so he was pulled.
His.
Right. He was pulled out by the currents. And save the younger children, but he lost his life. Isn't that the ultimate sacrifice?
Mm-hmm.
To think about, that's just that. Now, that's good training, good parenting for people to make their children aware that there are other people on the planet, other people to consider beside themselves. That's a gift. Okay, more names in the news. Here's Jamie Foxx. What's going on with him? His daughter says he's on the mend, and people say, huh? I didn't know he was sick. Jamie Foxx is pretty good at keeping his personal life to himself, but the statement that was issued yesterday revealing that he has had a medical complication, but then there's no more information. So I happen to be a fan of Jamie. You like Jamie Foxx? I think he's good.
I do, yeah. Yeah, I think he's very talented.
He's very personable. Yeah, very personable. Anyway, so whatever the complication was, apparently he's involved now making a movie with Cameron Diaz. They're great pals. They've done a number of movies together. So they're in a movie. I think it's called Back in Action, as a matter of fact. But what's going on?
She came out of retirement briefly for this, and then she's kind of like, I might go back into retirement.
Yeah.
Or just do a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, maybe do more voice work. As I think she was in Shrek anyway, so she's pretty good at it.
Yeah. So, anyway, I just I'm wondering, I want to know what the story is, frankly, now that...
Yeah, and really much hasn't been revealed. It was just his daughter said that he experienced a health complication. It was clearly serious enough that he needed to be hospitalized, and she says that he is recovering.
Yeah. All right, you don't know this fella's name, and maybe the name isn't important. Boy 7 and a teenager caught in a fire and an explosion that was sparked by an e-bike battery. Good God. Here we go. A fire. This is a lithium-ion battery the problems that we're having with these sorts of things. Remember when the first 787 flew? It was the Japan Airways. I remember this vividly because it happened in Boston. It was on its first flight from Tokyo to Boston, and when it got to Boston and landed, the lithium they have lithium batteries, or at least they did at the time, in the 787s, burst into flames when people were getting off the plane. So the plane had to be on the ground for a week while they took the battery out and put something else in it. So they stopped production of the 787 and had to re-engineer so they didn't use these kind of batteries in them. So anyway, in this case, the bike was parked by the front door of the house. And so the fire that started after the explosion and trapped people in the house couldn't get out because the bike was in the way. So they had to jump out of windows, and some couldn't get out. I guess one of them jumped and died. It was a 19-year-old woman that was also in the house, couldn't get out. This is terrible. This is, you know, when you think about the impact of stuff like this that we don't even think about. That's really why I bring, you don't think of, this is just kind of, okay, so we got a bike that's got a battery in it. Mm-hmm. Who thinks about the consequences of the wrong battery, if you will, because that's really what this is. It was the wrong, these batteries shouldn't be used. And so they shouldn't be allowed to be made, period.
Well, other when you're flying, you if you have anything with a lithium ion battery, yeah, tell you, one, it has to go in carry-on only. You cannot show it.
Yeah, right, exactly. What does that tell you about these things? So, anyway, I'm trying not to be a Monday morning quarterback, but for heaven's sakes, common sense, hello, can we get down on our knees and pray? For common sense, please. 48 past the hour on Good Day.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of the wind in the trees as your RV sits parked in the forest. Is that the call of the majestic owl? And there's the sound of a tree branch crashing into the roof of your RV. I guess their nest was in that branch. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with a multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Want to grow your business but don't know where to start? Good leads. Leads are how you get customers, tax help, legal, insurance, home improvement, investment services, and more. Don't pay for someone else's used up leads. Get new customers now on any budget with Leads Direct for your business at FastLeadsNow.net. FastLeadsNow.net will advertise your business on radio stations like this one, but you only pay for the leads you need. FastLeadsNow.net. FastLeadsNow.net. That's FastLeadsNow.net.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Past the hour now. It's Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who visits with us frequently from his clinic at Lake Cardiology down in Florida. So many people take advantage of Ken and his superb staff and superb service that the world is clamoring for time with Ken. So if you want some, you can go to the office, certainly, by making an appointment at 352-735-1400. You also get connected to him through telemedicine. 352-735-1400. All right, so this is an outshoot of a conversation that we started after I talked to you about a nurse who had taken Ozempic for COVID weight gain. And what happened, this is the kind of drug that is used for diabetes. You inject it in yourself. So you said this is very important. So let's go through it, Ken.
This is probably one of the most exciting areas in medicine right now. I have never seen a new drug introduced so hard to get and with so much interest. And I've been in practice 35 years, a doctor, you know, over 40 years. And I've seen a lot of new drug introductions, Doug. The background on this, there's a brand new class of diabetes medications that work on a receptor in the gastrointestinal tract, which suppresses appetite. And these were very well done studies by very good researchers at the major institutions. And this new class of drugs came out in the last 2 to 3 years and shows amazing good effectiveness for treating diabetes. They increase glucose excretion from the urine. And one of the unexpected outcomes in these studies was that people were losing a ton of weight. 15%, 20% of your body weight lost when giving these injections. You self-inject once a week. It's no big deal. You know, don't think of a needle going into you. It's one of these pens you just in the skin subcutaneously, easy, and no big deal. But amazingly, there's a huge amount of weight loss. And the Ozempic drug maker and the ingredient, S-E-M-A-G-L-U-T-I-D-E, semaglutide, that's the magic substance. And
good for you.
That is the substance which was approved for diabetes in this brand new class of drugs, and there's several members in this new class. But semaglutide has gotten the furthest advanced for doing the studies, showing it's safe and effective for weight loss. And recently, the FDA, the first time ever, gave the preventive cardiologist a drug, FDA approved, to prevent the first heart attack in people who are obese. People who have a BMI over 30, or people who have a BMI of yet 27, they're overweight, not yet obese, but have risk factors for having a heart attack. So put in my hands as a preventive cardiologist, the first time ever, an FDA product approved for weight loss to prevent the first heart attack. So this is an amazing advance. Now, interestingly, an actress who did not reach FDA approval, definitely not with a BMI even 27, somehow was given this drug, because doctors can prescribe outside of FDA indications. I'm using this only by FDA indications, but it was prescribed outside of FDA indication to a woman, an actress who already was close to ideal body weight, appeared at one of the awards on television, you know, from like a size 6 down to a size 0, and this drug has taken off. It is so hard to get. The concoction that is used for weight loss, and it's a very legitimate FDA-approved substance, is called Wegovy. And there's another one that will be in this group that's already approved for diabetes, that's expected to be approved this summer, that gives you a 20% weight loss. So this is a huge new area of weight loss medications that's going to change how we treat obesity. A lot of bariatric surgeons are moving away from surgery to this new class of drugs.
Wow. There's an earful, right? Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.